Shalom to all. In today's Afiyam Mishnah, we're going to learn Maseches Bachim, Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Ches, all the way through to the end of the Masechta. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, continue to discuss this halacha. Hachatos shekibol dama b'kas echad. We have a carbon chatos that its blood was caught in one cup, in one vessel, and nasam b'chatz v'chatz v'nasam b'fnim. Some of it was sprinkled outside, and then some of it was sprinkled inside, or b'fnim b'chatz v'nasam b'chatz. He sprinkled some inside, and then sprinkled some outside. Chayv is chayv for doing l'avayda outside. Why is that shekulei roi l'avay b'fnim? Because all this blood was able to be brought inside, and we know that if this is roi to be done inside, he does it outside. So he's chayiv. However, kibol dama b'shnei kai says, let's say he caught the blood in two different vessels, two different cups. Nasun shnei b'fnei potter. If he sprinkled both of them inside his potter, that's obvious. That's not a chiddush. The Mishnah doesn't really have to say that. It's the next part which is important. Shnei machotz chayiv. If he sprinkles both of them outside, he's chayiv because both of them could be sprinkled inside. So he does this avoid the outside. He's chayiv. Now here we get into more detailed cases. Echad b'fnei echad machotz. He first sprinkled one cup inside, then he sprinkled the other cup outside. Potter, he's potter for doing avoid the machotz. That's because the moment he sprinkled the blood inside, the avoida of the dam was already finished, and there's no more avoida that's supposed to be done with the blood. So the second cup that he then sprinkled outside wasn't right to be done inside, therefore he's potter. However, if it was the other way, echad b'chutz v'echad b'fnim, if he first sprinkled some outside and then he sprinkled some inside, chayv al chitzo, and he's chayv for the outer one, because at that point in time, the remaining cup of blood still was able to be sprinkled inside, and that's also why v'apnimi mechaper, the inner one, that second cup of blood that he sprinkled inside, is mechaper, he is yotzei chayv of sprinkling blood of the karbon. El ma der redama, what's this comparable to, says the Mishnah. A person designated a carbon chatos va'avda, and it got lost, and then he designated another carbon chatos in its stead, and then the original one, the first one, is found. Both of them are standing right in front of him, and so both of them technically could be used as a carbon chatos. If you shechta both of them inside the base of Mikdash, he's potter. If you shechta both of them outside, he's chayev. Or if he shechted one of them inside and then he shechted the other one outside, potter, he's potter, because again, just like we said by the blood, the moment that he shechted one of them inside, the other one is automatically not considered a carbon. It's not able to be used anymore. So shechting it outside is not going to be mechayev him. Whereas achas b'chutz v'achas b'fnim, if he shechted one outside and then one inside, chayev al chitzoina, he's chayev for shechting the outer one outside. V'apnim is mechaperes, the inner one that he shechted is mechaper for him. He's yotzei his din with that. Now just one more din regarding his chatas. So we're talking about kashim shadama paiters b'sara, the same way that once the dam is sprinkled, once the avoid of the dam is finished, it paters the meat, which means now he can't be chayev me'ila on the meat. We know that before the carbon is brought, if a person uses it for his own needs, he's over me'ila. That's called misappropriating hektish, and he's chayev. But once the avoid of the dam is done, that paters the meat. It loses its din of me'ila because now it could be eaten by the kohanim. So kachu paters besar chaverta, it also paters the meat of the other animal, the second one, because now that second animal is not a carbon anymore. Now we continue discussing the isser of avoid the b'chutz. And here are a few more cases. Number one, says the Mishnah, paras chatas shesrafa chutz megita. If the paras chatas was burned outside of its area, the sar mishtalech that was brought outside, potter. In both cases, the person is potter for shchita v'al b'chutz. Now, what are these cases? So, paras chatos refers to the para aduma, which we know is shechted and brought outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's not brought in the Beis HaMikdash at all. The entire avodah is brought outside the Beis HaMikdash, and that area is called gita, which is like its pile of wood, its whole area. And also, the sar mishtalech is also known as the sar la'azazel. It's the goat that's thrown off the cliff on Yom Kippur. This is also brought outside the Beis HaMikdash. So, if they were brought b'chutz, meaning they're brought outside their area of Hakrava, they were brought in the wrong place. Obviously, they brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, but they were brought in the wrong place, so that fellow's potter. Because the Pasuk says, Pesach Hayom Moed Lo Yevi'oi. This is the regular Pasuk that refers to Shechita and Ha'olah B'chutz. And the way that it says the Isser is that the person didn't bring it to the entrance of the Hayom Moed, meaning he didn't bring it inside the Mishkan. What do we learn from here? Kol She'ino Roi Lo Ve'lo Pesach Hayom Moed Ein Chayav En Olav, that anything that wasn't fit to come to the Hayom Moed anyway, if anyway it's supposed to be brought outside the Beis HaMikdash, so bringing it in the wrong spot outside the Beis HaMikdash is not mechayev him for shechita and ol b'chutz. Moving on to more cases, Mishnah Beis tells us harveya, an animal that had relations with a person, vanirva, an animal that a person had relations with it, v'hamukta, if it was designated to be used as a avod zara, v'hanevad, if it was served as a avod zara, v'ha'esnan, if this animal is used as payment to a zayna for his nusa she provided, v'hamechir, or if the animal was exchanged for a dog, v'hakilayim, if this animal was born out of a forbidden mixture of two usher animals that are not allowed to be mated together, v'hatrefa, if it has one of the simanim, one of the signs that it's a trefa, if it was a C-section animal, the stomach of the mother had to be cut open to pull this animal out. In all these cases, shakrivim b'chutz, if they were brought outside the Beis HaMikdash, potter, the fellow's potter for shechita and ol b'chutz. Shenamar, because the pasuk says l'fnei mishkan Hashem. What do we learn from here? Kol she'inu roi lov l'fnei mishkan Hashem in chayav and olav. If this animal wasn't right to come in front of mishkan Hashem, it wasn't right to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, so one's not chayiv for shechting it outside the Beis HaMikdash. And all these animals are not allowed to be used as karbanos anyway. So even if it was designated to be used as a carbon and the person brought it outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's not chayv for that, because anyway, he wasn't allowed to bring it in Beis HaMikdash in the first place. More examples of this, Bali Mumin, let's say the animal has a blemish, it has a mum. Bein Bali Mumin Kavuin, Bein Bali Mumin Ivrim, whether it's a mum Kavua, it's a set mum which is never going to leave the animal, or it's a mum Iver, it has this temporary blemish which will go away. In both of these situations, Shekrivim Bechotz, if it was brought outside the Beis HaMikdash Potter, he's Potter, because again, it's the same klal, it's the same rule, since it can't be brought in the Beis HaMikdash in the first place because it's a Baal Mumin, it has a blemish, so he's not chayv for bringing it outside. However, here we have Machlokes. Rav Shimon says, Bali Mumin Kavuin Potter. If the animal has a mum Kavua, it's a set mum, it's a set blemish, it's not going to go away, it's permanent, so then he's Potter. But Ubali Mumin Ivrin, if this animal has a mum Ivr, it's going to go away eventually, Ivrin B'loy Saseh, so then when he shechted or brought it outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's Ivr Loy Saseh. That's because eventually the animal will be able to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash once the mum goes away, and therefore he's not going to be chayv kares for bringing it outside the Beis HaMikdash, but he will be Ivr Loy Saseh. Here's another case where we have Machlokes. Now there's different types of birds that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash. One is called a tar, one is called a ben yoina, and a tar is older and a ben yoina is younger. So that's what the Mishnah discusses. Tarim shaloi higiyazmanam. A tar, this bird, that its time has not yet come. It's too young to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And ubnei yoina sha'avarzmanon. These bnei yoina birds, they're younger ones, the time has passed. They're already too old. Sheikriv mechotz, if they were brought outside, potter. Once again, the fellow's potter, because anyway, he can't bring them in the Beis HaMikdash. Now Rav Shimon says, it depends. Ben yoina sha'avarzmanon, potter. A ben yoina, that already is too old to be brought, so then the fellow's potter. But v'tarim shaloi yizmanam, if it's a tar, that it's still too young to be brought as a carbon, b'loi sase, he's over loi sase for bringing it outside the Beis HaMikdash, because once again, it's the same rule in Rav Shimon, that since eventually it will be able to be brought as a carbon, even though right now it can't be, he's not chayv kares, but he is over loi sase. Another din we have, oisei v'es benoi u'mechoser zman. These are two different dinim with animals. Oisei v'es benoi literally means it and its son. And this is an iser loy saseh. A person is not allowed to shecht a mother and its child, meaning a parent animal and a child animal, on the same exact day. That's called oisei v'es benoi. Mechoser zman means lacking time. We're going to see more discussion about this in the next Mishnah, but the basic understanding of mechoser zman is that an animal which is less than 8 days old is not allowed to be brought as a carbon from day one of birth up until and including day 7, it's not to be brought as a carbon. So if let's say he did bring Oisev as Benoi, a mother and child animal on the same day, or Mechoser Zman, and he did that outside the Beis HaMikdash Potter, he's Potter, because again, this was not able to be brought as a carbon anyway inside the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Rav Shimon once again argues, Hareza B'lai Saseh, over here is going to be Ever Lai Saseh, and here we finally have the explanation in Rav Shimon, as we've been explaining the whole time, Shahir Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon says, Kol Shu Roy Lavi L'Achar Zman, anything which is Roy to come Achar Zman, meaning after some time, it will be able to be brought as a carbon. He's going to be over loy saseh for bringing it outside the Beis HaMikdash. He's just not going to be chayv kares. However, chomim say kol she'im b'kares. If the person's not chayv kares for bringing it outside the Beis HaMikdash, ain't by loy saseh, so not over loy saseh either. And we continue with something we just started discussing yesterday, which was mechoser zman. If he had brought a carbon which is mechoser zman outside, he did that avoda b'chutz, so he's not over for it because anyway it's mechoser zman and it's not able to be brought inside. So now we clarify what mechoser zman is. The Mishnah says mechoser zman bein begufay bein ba'olav. That could be that it's mechoser zman. It's lacking time, whether in it itself, in its own guf, its own body, or in its owners. And yesterday we had explained what it means mechoser zman begufay, that a brand new baby animal that's born is not allowed to be brought until its 8th day of life. That's mechoser zman if it's brought beforehand. And now we clarify the next part. Ezu mechoser zman b'olav. What does that mean? It's mechoser zman with its owners. Hazav v'hazava v'yoledes umitzayra. All these people. Hazav is a man who had some sort of emission come from his body. Hazava is a woman who had an emission come from her body. Yoledes is a woman who gave birth. She's tummy for a certain period of time. Umitzayra is a person who has saras. All these people, shekivu chatosam asham mechotz, if they brought their carbon chatos or asham outside, and it was before the time that they were supposed to bring their carbon chatos, p'tur and their potter from bringing it outside, because that's mechoser zman. However, alesim shalmein mechotz, if they brought their carbon oil or shlamim outside, chayav, and they are chayav, because at this point in time that they're bringing this carbon, they are roy, they are fitting to bring the carbon, and therefore they would be chayav for bringing it outside. Now we continue with more examples where a person is not chayav for doing avoida outside. Hamalim b'sar chatos, b'sar asham, b'sar kachay kachim, b'sar kachim kalim. Somebody who takes the meat from either carbon chatos, asham, kachay kachim, or kachim kalim, and he's malit outside, he puts it on fire outside, or maisar oimer, the leftovers of the carbon oimer, or shtei halechem, the two breads that are brought on Shavuos, v'lechem aponim, and lechem aponim, the show breads that are brought every single week in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're distributed to the kaihanim at the end of the week, ushira menachas, leftovers of a carbon mincha after the kaimitz was taken from them, and that kaimitz was burned on the mizbeach, the leftovers are eaten by the kaihanim, or hayotzek, someone pours oil from a carbon mincha, Habaylel, somebody who mixes the oil of Karban Mincha. Hapaises, somebody who crumbles up the Karban Mincha that's after it's baked. Some of them have to be crumbled up after that. Or Melech, if he salts the Karban. Hamenef, if he waves parts of the Karban that need to be waved. Hamagesh, if he takes a Mincha and puts it next to the Mizbeach. Hamasadus HaShulchan, he organizes the Lechem upon him, the loaves of the Shulchan. Vametev Zaneris, or he prepares the Neiris in the Menorah. Hakaimitz, he takes a fistful from the Karban Mincha. Vamakabal Damim, or he catches the blood of any regular Karban. If any of these things are done, Bachutz, outside where they're supposed to be done, Pater, he's put from doing that. And why is that? Well, anything that's able to be eaten, such as the cases of the meat that we were talking about in the beginning of this whole list, or something that the Avodah is not finished yet, for example, arranging the loaves of Lechem upon him. That's not the end of the Avodah. That's part of it. That's the middle of the process, but it's not the end of the Avodah. In all these situations, a person is not chay for doing it outside. And furthermore, says the Mishnah, in Chayav and Olav, one is not chay for any of these things, Lemishim Zaros, not if a non-Kain does it, Lemishim Toma, not if a Kain who is Tomei did it, Lemishim Mechus Begadim, not if he's Mechus Begadim. If the Kain's not wearing all his Beit Dekuna, Lemishim Mechus Yidayim Raglayim, not if he didn't properly wash his hands or feet, in all these cases, he's not going to be chayiv, even though he passels it by doing that avodah in such a case, but he's still not going to be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim for doing it in this way. Now moving on to Mishnah Daled, we have a series of Mishnayos which discuss the whole progression throughout history about where different types of karbanis were allowed to be eaten, which Mamela we're going to see all the way at the end is relevant to this whole discussion of outside versus inside. So Mishnah Daled tells us, Achal hukam ha-Mishkan, before the Mishkan was even set up, before it was established, before we ever had the Mishkan in the Midbar, hayu habamas mutaris, a bama, which is a private mizbeach that was 100% mutter. Somebody wanted to bring a carbon to Hashem, could set up a mizbeach and bring that carbon, no problem. We know that Noach already shechted carbonos to Hashem after he got out of the teva, so the concept to bring a carbon to Hashem existed for many, many years before we had a Mishkan, and the avoid of these carbonos was permitted to be done on a bama, on a private mizbeach, the avoid of b'chayres, and the avoid of these carbonos was done with the b'chayres, with the firstborns. However, Mishukah and Mishkan, once the Mishkan was established, Nesru HaBamos, there now became an Isser to bring a private carbon on a bama, on a personal private mizbeach, and had to be brought in the Mishkan, and v'avoida b'kayhanim, the avoida is with the kayhanim, only kind of the avoida, not the b'chayros, and we know this based off of psukim. Also, kachay kachim nechalim l'fnim min haklayim, kachay kachim, the highest level of kachim, that meat was eaten within the curtains. We know that the Mishkan didn't have walls, it just had curtains, so that means within the chatzar of the Mishkan, within the klayim, that's where the kachay kachim was eaten, and kachim kalim, b'chol machne Yisrael, kachim kalim, the lighter types of kachim, such as karbon shlomim, that was eaten throughout all of machne Yisrael, throughout all the camp of Am Yisrael, which surrounded the Mishkan in the Midbar. Are we discussing the historical progression of where certain karbanos were brought and where they were allowed to be eaten? And we had learned that before the Mishkan was established in the Midbar, we're allowed to bring karbanos on private mizbechas, that's called a bama. However, once the Mishkan was built, karbanos were only allowed to be brought in the Mishkan. Mishnah Hay continues this by saying, Bola Gilgal, once they came to Gilgal, this is after the nation entered Eretz Yisrael, there wasn't a permanent Mishkan set up. They just took the Mishkan from the Midbar and set it up in this place called Gilgal. So when they came there, Vahutra Bamais, they once again went back to the Heter of Bamais. The private karbanos were allowed to be brought on private mizbechos, and kachim kachim nechalim lefim inaklayim, kachim kachim, they had to be eaten within the curtains of the Mishkan in Gilgal, and kachim kalim b'chol makam, kachim kalim could be eaten anywhere. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, Baal l'Shiloi, once I came to Shiloi, this was where a semi-permanent Mishkan was built, and it stayed there for 369 years, so Nesra Bamais, now they became an Isra Bamais. That's because there's a pasuk that tells us, kiloi v'asamad ata, ela menucha v'ela nachala, because we have not yet come to the menucha and to the nachala. Menucha is referring to the Mishkan in Shiloi, so we see that once we're there, once we have a Mishkan established there, Bamais are Aser. Now, what is this Mishkan in Shiloi? Loi ha-yosham tikra, there wasn't a roof. It still was like the old Mishkan that had curtains over the top of it. El bayis shalavana milmaton, v'yirias milmalon, below the bottom, meaning the structure itself, that was made out of stone. That's as we had said, it was semi-permanent, but there were yirias, there were these curtains on the top, that was the covering. And v'hi ha-yosham menucha, that is the menucha that we just said in the pasuk, ki loi vasa ma'ed ata, ela menucha. So that's referring to menucha, and there's no heter Bamais at this point in time. And what was the din? Kachay kachim nechalim lefnim haklayim. Kachay kachim are eaten within the curtains. And kachim kalim and maaser sheni b'chol haraya. Kachim kalim and maaser sheni are eaten within viewing distance, within seeing distance of Shiloi. Remember, when we had the Mishkan in the Midbar, kachim kalim were allowed to be eaten throughout all of Machane Yisrael, throughout the entire camp. But over here, Am Yisrael wasn't arranged in camps. They were scattered throughout Eretz Yisrael. So the din is that you could eat kachim kalim within viewing distance of the Mishkan in Shiloi. And we also throw in maaser sheni over here only once we're in Eretz Yisrael and we're established with a set Mishkan, that's Mishkan in Shiloi, is there a chiyuv of Maaser Sheni? And there as well, you're only allowed to eat Maaser Sheni within viewing distance of the Mishkan in Shiloi. We get discussing the various Mishkans and places where the Aron was and where Karbanos were brought and where different Kachim and Karbanos were allowed to be eaten. So in the previous Mishnah, we learned about Mishkan Shiloi, which we had said stood for 369 years. And now the Mishnah Zayin tells us, Bo'ol in Noiv Givayin, once they came to Noiv and Givayin, which is after the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh in the times of Eli HaKayin. Eli was the Rebbe of Shmuel HaNavi, so the Mishkan was destroyed in his days. The Plishtim captured the Arin and kept it for quite some time, and for the next 52 years, there was a temporary Mishkan set up in Noiv, and then later on in Givon. And at this point in time, Hutra Bamais, we went back to the Heter of Bamais. They were allowed to bring private karbonis on private Mizbechais, and that's because of Joshua and the Pasuk. Remember we had said yesterday, there's a Pasuk that tells us, Ki loy vasem ad ata el ha-menucha vel ha-nachla. Menucha means Mishkan Shiloh, so there's no Heter Bamais. Nachla means Beis HaMikdash, and there's no Heter Bamais. Since the Pasuk splits it up by saying, El ha-menucha ve-el ha-nachla, this is two different time periods, that's mashma, that in between these two different time periods, there is a Heter Bamais, which again is Noiv and Givon, and Kachi Kachim nechal mefnim ha-klaim. Kachi Kachim were eaten within the curtains of the Mishkan, and Kachim Kalim, b'chal Ar Yisrael, Kachim Kalim were allowed to be brought on Bamais and eaten throughout all the cities of Eretz Yisrael. Now to Mishnah Ches, behold Yerushalayim, once they came to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash was built, Nasra Bamais, there's an Isra Bamais, v'loy ha'ilam oid heter, there's no more heter afterwards, which is why nowadays there's no heter Bamais, even though we don't have Beis HaMikdash, and v'hi ha'isa nachla, that's the understanding of the word nachla in the Pasuk, as we quoted multiple times before, ki lo yivasem ad ata el ha'menucha v'el ha'nachla, nachla is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, and when we have the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, kachi kachim nachal mefnim ha'klayim, kachi kachim are eaten within the klayim, within the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, and kachim kalim, ma'isar sheni, lefinim ha'chayma, kachim kalim, and ma'isar sheni are eaten within the wall of Yerushalayim, but not beyond it. And Mishnah Tess tells us, kol kachim shikdishim b'shas Isra Bamais, all kachim, the one was makdish, at a time that there was an Isra Bamais, which means either Mishkan Shiloh was set up, or is the Beis HaMikdash, and that's when he was makdish, that's when he designated the karbon, v'krivim b'shas Isra Bamais, and they were brought at this time of Isra Bamais. Now we're going back to original topic, b'chutz, the karbon was brought outside where it was allowed to, harei elu ba'asei v'loy sa'asei, v'chayav v'nalein karis, the person is over both an asei and a loy sa'asei, the asei tells him that you should bring it to the entrance of the Amayid. The Lois Asay says, don't bring it in a different place. And he's also Chayv Karis, because that's what the Pasuk tells us. Now let's say, Yikdishim Shas Heter Bamais. He was Makdish the Karban at a time that there was a Heter of Bamais. For example, before Mishkan Shiloh, or afterwards by Noiv and Givon, Vikrivan Mishas Isser Bamais. But the Karban wasn't brought until the Shas Isser Bamais. Hare Elu Ba'asay V'Lois Asay. He's still over an Asay and a Lois Asay, but V'ein Chayav V'Nalein Karis. He's not Chayv Karis for doing this Bachotz. And lastly, Yikdishim Shas Isser Bamais, Rikivan Mishas Heter Bamais. If he was Makdish them at the time of Isra Bamais, and he was Makr of them at the time of Heter Bamais, Hare Elu Ba'asei, V'ein Bahem B'lois Ha'asei, he's only Ivar Na'asei, and not Alois Ha'asei. And now moving on to the last Mishnah, Elu Kachim Kraven Mishkan, the following Karbonos are brought in the Mishkan, which means they have to be brought in the Mishkan, and they're not allowed to be brought in a private Mizbeach, even if it's a Shas Heter Bamais, and we are allowed to bring certain Karbonos on these private Mizbeachais, the following things have to be brought in the Mishkan, Kachim Shok Tushul Mishkan, Kachim that were designated for the Mishkan, namely Karbonos Tzibor, Karbonos that are meant for the Tzibor, such as the Karbon Tam that's brought every single day, or the Karbonos Musaf of Yom Tif and Shabbos, or other Karbonos that are specific for the Tzibor, Kraven and Mishkan, they have to be brought on the Mishkan, and they cannot be brought on a private Mizbeach. The Karbonos HaYachid B'Bama, but an individual's Karbon, for example, he wants to bring Karbon Shlomim, so that can be brought on a Bama on this private individual Mizbeach. Now, Karbonos HaYachid Shok Tishul Mishkan, let's say a person had designated their private Karbon specifically to be brought in the Mishkan, so Yekav Mishkan, that has to be brought in the Mishkan. However, if it was brought in Obama, he's Potter. That's because at the end of the day, we're talking about where it was Shas Heter Bamais, that this is a time period that's allowed to be brought in Obama. So he's not Chayiv for bringing on Obama. He just shouldn't change that which he said, since he clearly designated it to be brought in the Mishkan, so he should bring in the Mishkan. Now, Ma Bain Bamas Yachal Bamas Sibur, what's the difference between Bamas Yachal and Bamas Sibur? At the time of Heter Bamais, for example, by Noiv and Givon, Noiv and Givon itself, even though technically they're the Mishkan, they were still called Obama. So what's the difference between Obama that you have in your backyard and Obama that's the Tzibur, that's Noiv and Givon, for example? And the difference is smicha, leaning on the karbon, ushchita safain, shechting a karbon north of the mizbeach, umatan saviv, and sprinkling blood around the corners of the mizbeach, utenufa, in waving parts of the karbon, vehagasha, and bringing a karbon mincha, placing it next to the mizbeach. All these only apply by a bama gedayla, by bama sibur, by the mishkan, and you don't do this by a private bama. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, ein mincha bama, there is no mincha whatsoever at all brought when there's shas heter bamais, only animal karbonos, but not a karbon mencha. Also, the kihon, you don't have to have a kohen doing it. Ubigde shares, I wouldn't have to wear the special clothing that a kohen wears. Uklei shares, the special kelim that are usually used in the Beis HaMikdash, they don't have to be used either. Uverech nechayach, wouldn't require reich nechayach, which means the burning of the evarim, of the limbs of the animal, in which their scent goes up. The Pasuk calls it l'reich nechayach, ishe l'Hashem, we don't need that. Umechitza badamim, the different dividing line, depending on what type of carbon it is, depends on where the blood has to be sprinkled, the upper half or lower half of the mizbeach. V'richot sutan raglayim, and the necessity to wash hands and feet before doing the avodah. None of these apply when we're dealing with Shas Heter. heter bamais, aval hazman vehanoiser vehatame shavin zebaze. But in regards to the psul of the machshava chutzlas manoi, as we learned earlier in the mesachta, when a carbon shechted with an improper intention that he's going to do the avoda chutzlas manoi or noiser, which is leaving over the carbon past the amount of time it's allowed to be eaten, or the psul of tame, meaning a tame person doing the avoda, that applies by both bamigdaila and bamigtana. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new mesachta, mesachas menachos. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.